As we come to the end of this 4th of July weekend, I couldn't help but think of the courage of our founding fathers, how a few men had the strength to stand up against tyranny and create this great nation we all live in. I also think of the many men and women who gave up their lives for this country and the freedoms that we all enjoy today. In our gospel, Jesus sends out 72 of his disciples. And I'm here to tell you that some of you here are too being called, being sent out. I don't know who you specifically are. It could be someone who's visiting our church today. It could be one of our Eucharistic ministers or our lectors. It could be someone who's holding a small child or just starting a family. Or it could be someone whose children have long left the nest. It could be someone who's practiced their faith here for decades, or it could be a recent convert. Could be sitting someone right in the front, or it could be someone sitting in the last row of the church. I don't know who is being called, but I do know both the fear and the excitement of being called by God, and the hesitancy to answer that call. Today's readings are meant for one being called, but what exactly is the call? We gain our mission from today's gospel. We are to announce that the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? The kingdom of God is a reordering of our reality, so that Jesus, the divine and human, is now the source of our new creation, the way to God, the way to salvation. And it should seem like, well, that's a joy-filled, happy sort of announcement. So what's the problem? The problem is that the kingdom of God calls us to a change in our lives, an attack on our comfortable original sin, which dates back all the way to Adam and Eve, the sin in which we are constantly asking, what's in it for me? Also making accepting the call difficult is St. Paul tells us that the only way to the kingdom of God is through the cross of Jesus. This cross of Jesus carries a message, yes, of compassion and mercy, but the Catholic Church declares that the cross also represents God's truth, not our own desires. Just as our rights are claimed by our founding fathers, as Catholics, we claim a higher authority. We claim our lives as a gift from God, in the image of God, as children of God. And because of this, we claim human dignity for all, independent of accomplishment, of ability, or age. We claim we lead lives that are not primarily about ourselves, but are ones of service to others. We claim these things not as some personal revelation, but as a truth of creation for all creation, a truth whose basis is in love. It is this truth that is the weapon against selfishness and desires we find in the world. And that is what the one who is called to do, to remind us of the truth. But it is not easy, for those called are often sent where they do not want to go. They're charged with a message that will cost them dearly and expose them to ridicule and persecution. If truth is the weapon, what's the power of those chosen? It is in the contradiction of the cross, where apparent weakness and death, when we give like Jesus, give all to God, when we submit and surrender all to his will, then the strength of the one who is called is the knowledge that the message they carry is not their own, but God's. George Washington said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains to bring it to light." What about the rest of us, the ones who feel we're not called to go out? What are we to do? When we are presented with one who speaks the truth, will we reject that person? Will we grumble that the person is too young, or that they're just our neighbor, Or we hold up that their meager job or lack of education is something that we claim that they can't possibly be a messenger of God. Will we be frightened because the message challenges our comfortable life? Out of fear, will we refuse to listen to the truth? The beliefs of the Catholic Church are under assault. You are familiar probably with recent state court decisions on the assaults on the early stages of life. And you will soon hear discussions and demands for self-determinations at the end of life as well. These days, the culture is moving to redefine family values and to force parents and children to consider care options and acceptance of relationships that were unthinkable just a generation ago. Talking about these things will be hard discussions. People that do not hold your point of view will shout at you. They will call you names. Remember the Bible passage in which Jesus warns that belief in him will bring division. Mother against daughter, father against son. You may come to know exactly what that means. To counter this, we will hear from those who are called, some right here in our church. We must not abandon them. A few days ago, I was reading about the sinking of the Titanic. And though much was made about the fact that it didn't have enough lifeboats for the people on board, of the 18 lifeboats that were then lowered down, there were empty places for 472 people in those 18 lifeboats. They weren't full. And as 1,500 people wallowed around in the frozen water, only two of the 18 lifeboats came back to pick up survivors, while the other 16 stayed off at a safe distance. While all of us would claim that we would be in one of those two boats that helped, most of us by nature would have been in the 16 that just watched. This weekend we celebrate our independence from England, not our independence from God. Many celebrated their rights given to them by the government, but the foundation of all our rights come from God. Lest we forget these words, that we are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There will be more and more challenges to being a Catholic in the next years to come. Some will rise up to remind us all of the truth. We may not like that reminder. We may not make us comfortable, but it will be the truth. Don't be afraid at being Catholic. Don't be afraid to say grace when you are out at a restaurant. Don't be afraid to thank God out loud for some gift given. Don't be afraid to answer someone who questions your joy in the midst of challenge. Don't be afraid to answer them, "I have joy because I have Jesus." Don't be afraid of telling the truth of your faith. Winston Churchill said it best, "Truth is incontrovertible. Panic may resent it, ignorance may deride it, malice may distort it, but there it is." As we end this weekend celebration of independence, the land of the free and the home of the brave, ponder what type of Catholic you want to be. Choose to be a brave one. Choose to be a brave one.